The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. Welcome to another program with the Truths to Live By radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. And you're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. It's my hope and prayer that we might be a blessing to you today.
It is time to stand in this barren land. In days just like these, there's a need. It is time to hold to the truth of old, while sowing the gospel seed. Line upon line and precept to over again, filling our hearts with the Word of God, seeking the souls of men. It is time to stand in this barren land, in days just like
filling our hearts with the Word of God, seeking the souls of men. It is time to stand in this barren land, in days just like these.
We return now to 2 Timothy chapter number 4, and we're going to continue looking today at the signpost of Bible preaching to light up our way in dark days of apostasy. You find your place in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to ask God to bless and use this time for His honor and glory. Our Father, Lord, thank You for the time now to preach. Thank You for each who listened to this program. Thank You for the stations that air the broadcast. I pray that all that is said and done today would glorify Christ, would edify the saints, would notify some poor sinner. Speak to us, I pray. Bless the reading and preaching of Your Word. May it have free course and be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to look now to verse number 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We have already established the fact of the basis of Bible preaching. It is preaching the Bible. If you never open the Word of God, then you've never started to preach. And so today we look at the business of Bible preaching. The preacher's work is a serious work, a spiritual work, and a sober work. It is a work that calls for diligence, a work that calls for devotion. And so we see in verse number 1 of chapter 4, Paul, as he charges the young preacher Timothy, solemnly and seriously, Paul said, Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. And so Paul solemnly charged Timothy before God and Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as Messiah, as Judge, as Victor, and as King. This charge emphasizes the eternal and has a sovereign character to it. It has all of God's divine authority behind it. Men, as we stand before other men to preach, let us recognize and remember that we will one day stand before our Lord and be judged. Consider Romans 14 and verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself before God. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 10 and 11. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Then we turn to James chapter 3. And verse number 1, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. As we preach to men on earth, we are at the same time preaching in the very sight of God, in the hearing of God, in the hand of God, and before the very heart of God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 17, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ." No wonder he said in verse 16, "And who is sufficient for these things?" We are not sufficient, brethren. There is the insufficiency of humanity. Men, as we are, but men, we are insufficient for the noble, glorious calling of a preacher, weighted down with divine responsibility, weighted down with personal accountability. May we preach the gospel of the living, resurrected Lord as a dying man to dying men, and speak the truth of God with sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God. Let us speak in Christ. The business of Bible preaching. Preaching ought to be taken very seriously, for we preach not just in the sight of men to men, but in the sight of God for God. We have all of hell against us. We have all of earth before us, and all of heaven behind us. There is a word to those in the pew in Hebrews 13, verses 7, 17, and 24. The words are there recorded concerning your responsibility to the man of God, to your pastor, to the man God has placed over you and before you, is to remember them, to follow them, to obey them, to submit to them, and to salute all them that are over you in the Lord. Our responsibility is to follow them and submit to them and obey them as they are over us in the Lord. The charge to the preacher. But then there is the command for our preaching. Paul said in no uncertain terms, "Preach the word." You remember, our last study was the basis of Bible preaching. Simply put, it is the Bible. Paul said here, chapter 4, verse 2, "Preach the word." We must not preach our thoughts, our opinions, our ideas, or our preferences. We should preach right out of the Scriptures what is there. We should expound and expose and explain the Word of God as it is in truth. Preach the Word. The word for preach here means to herald as a public crier. We are not called as preachers to be puppets, to be psychologists, to be philosophers, to be performers, but to be Bible preachers. Let us preach with God in our soul, with glory in our soul, with grace in our soul, with the gospel in our soul, having given ourselves completely unto Him, owning the fact, and glorying in our infirmities, knowing that without Christ we can do nothing, and therefore in our weakness His strength will be made perfect. And we shall declare this gospel as a pauper having nothing, but as a prince possessing all things, we can glorify the Lord God who bought us and redeemed us, and declare with the joy of the Lord in our soul the wondrous truths of the Word of God. Bible preaching means we preach the Word. But then there's the content of our preaching. Preach the Word. We are to trumpet forth the word of the Lord. Give the people what thus saith the Lord. We must be thoroughly biblical in our preaching. Our authority as preachers is only in the Word of God. Take the preaching of the apostles for example. What were they always heard saying? As it is written. For it is written. Because it is written. What is the standard? What is the rule? What is the measure to determine if what that man comes and brings to you is Bible preaching? Is it written? Does what he say line up with what has been written by God? If it does, then submit to it as Bible preaching. If it does not, then reject it, for it is not the preaching of the Word of God. But then there is the consecration of the preacher. He said in verse 2, be instant, in season, out of season. The man of God is to be ready. He is to be standing by with the burning Word of God in his heart, with the holy Book of God in his hand, with a longing for God to be glorified. Men, let us as God's men throw aside convenience, use all occasions and seize every opportunity to preach as God gives ability and opportunity. We have been called to make known the glorious truths of the Word of God. Is there not a cause? Is not this a grand and glorious book from God? Does it not burn in your heart as a fire? Is it not shut up in your bones? Is it not mighty like a fire and mighty like a hammer? Then let us wield it with all of our might. Come down with heavy blows for the glory of God. And come down with all of our soul, mind, body, and strength in our preaching and show that we love God because He first loved us. Men should preach this Word of God out of a love for God and a love for His Word rather than a love for preaching. And I do say we ought to love to preach because God has called us to preach. But it's not preaching I'm in love with. It's my Savior. It's my Lord. It's Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, the one whom I am waiting for to come from heaven, to rescue me, to rapture me. Thank God He has ransomed me. He has redeemed me. He has translated me out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of His marvelous light. Oh, that we would proclaim the one we love with all of our hearts, and so present the living Christ to this dying world. The consecration of the preacher, it was holy men of God who God used to write and pen down the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:17, that the man of God. Truly, God is looking to make the minister a man of God. Many times we see people want men of influence, men of personality, men of ability, men of academics, men of great beauty, men of great strength, men of popularity, men with a record, having been here, having done that. But what we need is God's man, the man of God, a man who will be instant, in season, out of season, a man who will be unafraid to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine in these days of apostasy. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.